Hello everyone, it's me, Clementine Ford, host of this podcast, Untethered, and I wanted to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has been tuning in for the last few weeks. We're three episodes in, and I could not be more thrilled with how many people are responding to Untethered, who are leaving reviews. Remember to like the show, to subscribe to it so you never miss an episode. They will download immediately for you. But I just wanted to say hello to you all, and thank you. It was pretty rough last year, I have to say, losing my podcast with Nova, my award-winning podcast, I should add, because I took a very strong public stance against the genocide, Israel's genocide of Palestinians. To lose the opportunity to continue working on something that I cared so much about and that I did really well because my political viewpoint offended a small minority of people who saw fit to continually bombard my employers there with the demand that they let me go. To know that that campaign from them was successful is really deeply heartbreaking. It's been another example of the times in my life where I'm reminded yet again that you just simply cannot trust institutions. You cannot trust businesses because ultimately they will always put themselves first. I don't harbor any ill will to my direct employers there. They're amazing. They weren't in support of it. I know that. But it was definitely deeply heartbreaking. Having said that, it was an incredible opportunity as well to start this podcast, which was something that I wanted to be doing more of anyway, more long-form conversations with guests. I always try to come to disappointments with the attitude of making it the best thing that could possibly happen to me. And that's how I approached the end of Dear Clementine as well. Okay, Clementine, what can you do? How can you make this the best thing that ever happened to you? But that's what I'm trying to do here. I've got ideas for other podcasts too. But again, I just wanted to say I'm so deeply grateful to everyone who has come on board, who has been listening from the beginning to me, not just with this podcast, not just with Dear Clementine, but to Big Sister Hotline as well, who has come once again into this new venture. And I would love to just keep growing the audience for Untethered and to venture out into conversational topics that we need to hear more about. You will note that there is not a new episode today. This is partly why I'm recording this message now. The simple answer to that is not that I haven't recorded it. I have. I edit and produce and do everything really involved with this podcast. I don't have any money to pay anyone for it yet, so I'm doing it all myself. So I have recorded the episode, but I just simply haven't had time to edit it this week because I am kind of a bit burnt out because I've had a crazy manic last few weeks of work, had to do a new show on Sunday night that I'd never performed to anyone before. I was very stressed about that. And I got to last night to when I would do my normal editing and I was just like, you know what? I just need a night off. That's kind of a bit slack given that I'm only 4 weeks in. I get that. It's not a habit that I want to get into, but I also think it's really important to be open and honest about these things, particularly in our life, that sometimes we come up against challenges and burnout and we feel this obligation to keep pushing when actually it's okay for us just to say, I need to take this week off and I need to take this week just for myself. I cannot do it. I don't have capacity. So this is me showing you by example that it's okay for you to just say of a week, I do not have capacity for that right now, and to untether yourself from the responsibility of always needing to be all things to all people except for yourself. Untethered will be back next week. As per usual, the episode will drop at 5 a.m. Wednesday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time. My guest is amazing, Claire Tonti, who produces and presents the podcast Tonts. She's a musician as well, and she joined me for a far-reaching conversation about motherhood, obligation, motherhood, creativity, and what it means to untether yourself from this idea that to be a mother at all, you have to be the perfect kind of mother. So I hope that you tune into that next week. In the meantime, I love you all and grateful to have you here, and this is me telling you to stay untethered.